when Wilfer will call, and even in the night, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place, my place, cozy room.
Good evening, welcome to another Knackered Football Show. This week we're an outside broadcast. We're broadcasting from the beautiful city of Ronda in Spain, overlooking the Bullring. It's not so much to boast, but also it's one of the quietest spots we could find. However, there will be extraneous noise, I'm pretty sure, so do excuse any funny noises you may hear, whether they're emanating from humans or otherwise. And talking of otherwise human, my guest today is Mr. What is your name? Dennis Stanhard.
No, standard, yes. Yeah,
Dennis Standard.
Put on my passport.
Yes. Otherwise known as the Silver Fox. He's also been known as lots of things. Silver, all sorts of things, haven't you, Fox? And he can be found on Twitter at SnoxyFoxy.
Indeed.
How are you, Fox?
I'm very well, Graham. Thank you very much. Should I say, or should I say, hola, Senor Blackburn, given our current location?
See.
This is probably our, thinking about it, our first European tour together since Slovan Liberec.
Oh, God, yes, it was, wasn't it? Blimey. Most people who were there must be died of old age by then.
Yeah, we're hanging on by the fingertips.
By the skin of our bones. What have you made of the season so far, Standard? And
what can I say? It's exceeded, I think, anybody's expectations. Most people probably when the season started would have been happy with a mid-table finish. But, you know, giving our lofty second-place position is just beyond, I think, most people's wildest expectations. Long may it continue, certainly for the next three games.
Yeah, indeed. What, Southampton won yesterday, didn't they, last night?
They did indeed.
Scraped through, by all accounts.
Yes, 3-0, I think. Che Adams, a couple of goals, got his shooting boots on. So, yep, they're right back in the mix now. I mean, it's been such a topsy-turvy season. I mean, you know, who, again, in their wildest dreams would have thought that Leicester would be as close to us points-wise, given, you know, so many weeks ago they're 18 points clear.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just an amazing, stressful season so far.
Indeed.
Whether it's good news, Southampton, you know, getting back into play. Obviously, they have to play Leicester and Leeds, so they could do us some kind of favour there. But hopefully, you know, not succeed in their other matches.
That is the thing, isn't it? If they hadn't won yesterday, they would have probably had to have settled for the playoffs. Possibly.
I think by and large, that probably would have been.
Probably a good thing that they did from our point of view.
Yeah.
Having to play both Leeds and Leicester.
I mean, they've got an interesting run in. They've got most games left to play out of the teams at the top. It's the proverbial roller coaster. Who knows what's going to happen next?
Indeed, yeah, no, it's scary. Failed to introduce the Fox as also a pessimist like me. So,
yes,
most guests have been optimists for some bizarre reason.
We
revel in gloom, don't we, and despondency and despair.
Our cerveza glass is half empty.
Yes, three Sylvester's glasses are half empty. Yeah, I won't ask you what you think is going to happen. Well, I will actually ask you what you think is going to happen towards the end of the show. But in the meantime, shall we see what other people are thinking and saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And these are as per usual as they came in. I feel rather shamed. No, I don't. I feel rather arrogant saying it's really hard to see the phone in the sunshine like this. Oh dear.
Yeah, I might have to stop a minute just to put a bit more factor 50 on.
I forgot where I am. Okay, right, here we go. These are, as I said, as they came in. This is Alex Morton. Hello, Alex. Greetings, GB. Greetings, DS. Worried, of course, that it will all go wrong from here.
Absolutely.
Join the club, that's,
yes,
that's another one to the head to the club.
Lovely.
Hopefully the 2 week break will enable Kieran and colleagues to put together a cunning plan, players to rest and possibly for Wes Burns and Hurst to be fit up the town. Your thoughts on that, Mr. DS?
Well, Silver Fox. He's certainly a man after my own heart in,
yes,
in that respect. Yeah, as to Burns and Hurst, yeah, I think we're kind of all hoping in some ways that they do regain their fitness in time to sort of play a part in these last three crucial games. Probably out of the two, Wes Burns more so than Hurst. By that, it's not a criticism of Hurst. I just think that Wes Burns brings a little bit more to the game. He's got more tricks up his sleeve, so to speak. You know, obviously Hurst does his bit, and he's
got
a handful up front.
Yeah, you could argue that Hurst occupies defenders,
yep,
possibly in a better way than Kiefer Moore does. But it's a bit sad that Kiefer Moore's recently started to get a bit of.
Oh,
I'm
stunned, shocked that, you know, there can be any criticism levelled at the players considering what they've done. You know, I can only imagine it's perhaps, you know, the sort of newer supporters amongst us who, you know, have only started following town, you know, last couple of seasons, and obviously what they've seen is been high standard, and when those standards drop a little bit, you know, maybe then this is where the sort of criticism is coming in, but I just can't understand it. I mean, Kiefer Moore, you know, started off like a house on fire with goals, as we hoped he would do, but latterly, we are obviously, none of us know the full extent, apart from, you know, Kieran and his team, of his back injury. Maybe that's in sort of inhibiting him a little bit, but, you know, he's being forced to play because our options are a little bit limited in that respect.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so it just frustrates me when I read this kind of thing. And, you know, another one who's come in for criticism is Connor Chaplin. I mean, yes, I have to say that I think he's looked a little bit kind of lethargic and, you know, bit off the game, but this could be, you know, the season's finally catching up with him and the pace that they've been playing at. It could also be that maybe he's missing Wes Burns because he tends to link up quite well with him. But, as you know, the goals he scored, how he can be criticised is beyond me, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, every player has dips in form, every player gets injuries. And like you say, Kiefer Moore started off really well, goals.
Yeah.
And he has to be picked because he's the only real straightforward forward, if you'll excuse the pun, centre forward we've got.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so he's obviously been playing with the back strain and whatever, and it's not easy. And I believe El Hamadi also has an injury, which he's carrying. So it's not perfect, but to give people grief just because...
You know, I'm not so sure whether we're supplying him with the type of ball into the box that he
kind of,
it's obviously strength seems to be very much in the air.
Yeah. It's interesting watching football. You're watching... we were watching the games last night, the Barca and so on, and the teams where it used to be try and ping the ball, you know, in the air into the box.
Yeah.
And, you know, the days of Jimmy Robinson.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, now you're talking my idol.
Yeah, I know. And but now it's pinging it low across the box, isn't
it?
Looking to find feet straight away. Oh, it's a completely different game, isn't it? It's changed. Anyway, moving on, shall we? Thank you for that, Alex. It's good to know we've got another pessimist amongst us. Dean Mitchell, Dino. Hello, Dino. There are so many ifs and buts on the run-in for the four teams in contention that I can't cope with it anymore. So I've left the country. No, he didn't say that last week. We just need to do what we have to do, but the two away games look tough. But Burns coming back, hopefully, could be massive. Can we do it? Well, yes, you touched on Burns coming back. Can we do it?
Well,
if Burns comes back?
You're asking a pessimist.
Thanks,
whether
Dina.
We can do it. I think you know the answer to that already. But yes, of course, I hope we can do it. And, you know, it's in our hands. That's the important thing to remember. And, you know, we've only lost six games all season. So, you know, will we suddenly implode the last three games? Who knows? But I would hope not. Yeah, they're tricky, but for different reasons. I mean, you've got... Coventry away, not quite sure what kind of Coventry side we'll be up against, you know, whether they'll be sort of, you know, in a cup frenzy, or whether it be out of the cup, or whether we picked up injuries, blah, blah, blah. Then we've got Hull.
Hull first, that's very true.
Yes, you're right. Hull first. So their situation, I think it's kind of Monte Carlo or bust in a way for them, because they're sort of on the outskirts of the playoffs. Whether they can get in is going to be tricky. But, you know, if they're going to stand a chance, they need to get the best possible results, which they can. And then, obviously, the last game of the season, Huddersfield, which on paper should be a relatively straightforward game. But we all know, or certainly even based on the last couple of games, that nothing is straightforward. Huddersfield could be striving to avoid relegation. So they could be, you know, fighting tooth and nail.
Yeah.
So, yeah, three tricky games. I've had a quick look at the other teams, and, you know, they're all in a similar position.
Yes.
You know, none of them, you would say, have got straightforward, easy games. As we've already alluded to the Southampton involvement with Leicester and Leeds. And, you know, looking at some of their other fixtures, which they have, you know, I think Leeds are away to Middlesbrough on Monday. You know, that's not a foregone conclusion.
Easy,
I mean, we saw in Middlesbrough what they can do.
Yes.
So, so I honestly have no idea how the season's going to pan out. Just keeping everything crossed that it will be stress-free and we'll get up automatically and
have another beer.
And okay, thank you.
Una mas, cerveza. do you think the two-week break will do us good or not, or work the other way?
That's a tricky question, because okay, my memory is not what it used to be. And I got a feeling, although I stand to be corrected by you or the listeners, that when we've had sort of kind of breaks in the past, it hasn't actually worked particularly well for us. So obviously this break that's been enforced upon us may have the opposite effect. One hopes it has the opposite effect, because, as I say, the team have looked a little bit jaded for the last few games. And yeah, the bigger the break, the more chance, hopefully, as we've touched on, of Burns and Hurst perhaps getting fit or be able to take part.
Given the choice, which would you pick of the two, if only one?
It would be Wes Burns. Yeah. So, sorry, I sounded as well, I didn't think about that, but no, I mean, Wes Burns, just as I said earlier, I think he's got quite a few tricks up his sleeve. You know, he's a nuisance. He's good crossing into the box. I mean, no criticism of Hurst at all, because, yeah, we know what Hurst he can do. But if I have to make a straight choice out of the two, then, yeah, it would have to be Wes Burns for me, because I think he potentially just brings that little bit more to the game. Another Coventry goal wouldn't, you know, go amiss.
No. Oh, my Lord, no. Oh, yeah, we must congratulate him on that.
Absolutely.
On the goal of the season. And it wasn't just that. I mean, the build-up itself.
Oh, the team play. I mean, if you look at it, it
was...
I mean, yeah, most clips that you see is just of him curling the ball into the net. But it actually starts from our goalkeeper and just works all the way through the team.
I know. He went back to the goalkeeper as well, didn't he?
Was it a splendid pass from Chaplin as well?
Right across the pitch.
Yeah.
He's done that before, though, hasn't he?
He has. I mean, this is the trouble. He's been trying it a bit lately and it hasn't really worked, unfortunately.
But then there's not been Burns at the other end.
Absolutely.
That can happen, can't it? Do you think he'll use the 2 weeks to sort of, because you said they've looked a tiny bit off it in the last few games, do you think that he might think about tweaking the styles, tweaking the style somewhat?
Well, knowing Kieran, although I don't know Kieran.
I don't mean
Kieran,
drastically.
Knowing of Kieran, I don't think he will do too much. I mean, why change a sort of recipe that's been, you know, quite successful, to say the least, for most of the season? You know, if there's any tweakage, it's going to be minimal, I would have thought. It's not really the time to start making any drastic changes to the way we play, you know, the format. We've just got to keep faith in the way we have been playing, and hopefully we'll just have that little extra spark back again.
Indeed. Only how many weeks is it now? It's 3 weeks, and that'll be the end of the season, won't it?
I certainly don't wish to be involved in the playoff scenario.
1.5 weeks.
Probably. Yeah. Playoff scenario would be horrific, especially with the the prospect, as it looks at the moment, of playing our nearest and dearest up the road.
Well, that's terrifying. That's absolutely terrifying.
I mean, initially I was a bit peeved because my wife, bless her, has booked us to go to a wedding in Oslo, which actually coincides with the playoff dates. And, you know, my heart initially dropped, but perhaps, you know, inside she may be doing me a favour, because I don't think I could take a loss in the playoffs, let alone to those feathered friends up the road.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to family members the other day and saying, you know, why don't we just... OK, we finished third, let's call it a day and start again next season. Not go through any more stress, because it's not doing our health any good at all, is it? Right, here we go. Where are we? Jamie, if we fail to get promoted, which players do you think will leave the club?
Oh, cripes. Well, the obvious one would be Leaf.
Leaf.
Yeah, Leaf, I would think. I wouldn't blame him. I'd be sad to see him go, obviously, but, I mean, he's probably the prime one, and he's already been linked with a number of clubs, I think West Ham being one of them.
Dirty Leeds if they go up.
I wouldn't forgive him if he did join them.
No.
But, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, I think he's the one most likely to go. Out of the rest of the team, it's difficult to say, really. I mean, is it sort of, are we saying leaving of their own choice or leaving because they wouldn't be a part? You know, not good enough is not the expression.
I suppose that works both ways because, yeah, if we could see Leaf joining, because he'll probably go up to the Premiership. I can't see other clubs wanting, other players desperately wanting to leave, but it may be in McKenna's mind that if we don't go up, we're going to need replacement players and some will have to leave. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, indeed. No, you're right. It may be a bit of a shake-up. Unfortunately, you know, much as I hope, I don't look forward to the day. I mean, Sam's not getting any younger. You know, and if we went up to the Premier, I'm not sure he'd have too much of a role to play.
Cool. Thank you for that, Jamie. Alex, dare either of you have the courage to make a prediction? And he finishes with, I don't. Which I think is...
Sorry, I was just taken in the surroundings and slightly got distracted there. What was the question again?
Dear me. Yes, this is.
And my glass is empty.
Yeah, well, you know. God, where is it?
This will be an edit.
Yeah, dare either of you have the courage to make a prediction? And he finishes with, I don't. And that's some Jamie thinking, mate.
Well, as we've already sort of, you know, touched on the beginning of the programme, we're both pessimists, so obviously we're fearing that, you know, we're not going to go up, we're all doomed, and yeah, we'll probably be Division One, you know, following in a couple of seasons' time. But no, it's clearly, you know, a hope that we can carry on in the you know, vein of form that we've been in for most of the season and get promotion. But that's as far as a kind of prediction, if you can call it that, that I can make. You know, it's the hope rather than the prediction that we will do it.
That kills us.
That, you know, having followed like you Ipswich for so long, you know that they're just you know, nanoseconds away from disappointing you.
I guess most fans of most clubs say that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Thanks, Alex. Exactly. So, in answer to your question, we're the same as you. We don't know. Blue Coat Boy, if we do get promoted, I feel most of the... Here I go. This is like the opposite of the last question. If we do get promoted, I feel most of the present team will become surplus to requirements. Who, in the panel's opinion, will survive the cull?
Well, yeah, this is a question... it's a similar answer to the last one in terms of Leaf.
Leaf
would be, you know, for sure, could cut it in the Premier and hopefully with us then. Maybe Haladki...
Or Walton? Do you think Walton, if Gladke for some reason wasn't there, or
I mean, it's difficult. I mean, it's so long ago now since we've seen Walton. I mean, obviously he was cemented on first choice, but then he had this unfortunate injury, and Gladke has kind of shut the door firmly on him. You know, and saves he made in the last game, where, you know, why he wasn't man in the match, I don't know. He's certainly saved us a couple of points there for sure.
Well, I think that last one he tipped over the bar, he should have held it.
Well, if you're ultra critical, yes, fair enough.
Pub goalkeeper that I was.
So I think Walter will find it difficult. You know, there's no reason he can't cut it. I mean, he was a good goalkeeper, but it's a case of, I think, more in his hands whether he wishes to stay as sort of second choice keeper, really.
Yeah, I think he might go regardless, mightn't he, if he's not going to get game time.
That's unfortunately, with regards to the rest of the team, it sounds awful, but I fear that they could become, you know, if we stick with those same players, we could become the whipping boys, of the Premier, which nobody wants to see. And as I say, it's certainly not a criticism of any of the players. It's just that, having watched a few Premier matches, I try not to watch too many. I'm quite happy watching Ipswich. The pace, the movement is that much quicker, and you can see them struggling, unfortunately.
I agree.
You know, maybe we'll have a sensational season like the last time we went up and, you know, just miss out on Champions League, but I think that's too optimistic for them.
Yeah, I do think they're going to have to be a massive overhaul of players if we do go up.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it's sad, and obviously, you know, over the art, we'll be trying to get a good blend of players, which is crucial. You know, right character, right blend.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and number of players you're looking at, it's not going to be an easy job.
So you don't know really who to look at the moment, because we don't know which division we're going to be in. They must have a little list of players they're looking at.
You would think that Kieran and his team are certainly planning for both eventualities, and got players in mind. You know, I can't see it sort of, you know, leaving it too late. We're at the tail end of the season now, so the next one will be just round the corner.
Indeed. Quickly have to rattle through Slate Blue. I used to go out with an Irish lady a long, long while ago, and she thought it was pronounced snappy. Seriously. Hopefully, I don't think she's a football fan, so she probably, touch wood, won't be listening. Two questions for the panel this week. Number one, do you think K-Mac will leave if we fail to get promotion?
Oh, what a question, what a question. I'm going to be optimistic.
Yeah,
say no.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there.
All the sound vibes coming from Kieran is, you know, he's there, you know, for a good period of time to see Ipswich, you know, and the development and the continued development that we all see. So I don't get the impression he's a money-driven man. So I think he will stay. How optimistic is that?
I think the same for Stranish enough. It must be the alcohol. The
absolutely.
Number two, if the worst were to happen, who do you think will fill his massive boots? Love the show. Cheers, Snape. Snappy.
it's going to be Paul Cook back, isn't it? I mean, look at the job he's done with Chesterfield.
You know,
I am joking.
Plus half our players are still Paul Cooks as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not the worst idea, but again, do you think?
I think it would have to be, and it does seem to become becoming a little bit of a trend now, the younger, perhaps not so well-known managers seem to be coming to the fore a bit. Is it Schumacher?
Yeah, Schumacher. I was thinking that way.
For an example.
Plus there's foreign managers that we probably...
Yeah. Want. I mean, I would dread going back to, you know, the war horses, you know, the Mick McCarthy's.
Mick McCarthy.
Neil Warnock's and, you know, Roy Hodgson. They, how about that? I'm sure that would go down well.
God. Robbie, we've got to move on really swiftly. We're just about at the end. Slower Ball. Hello, Slower Ball. Good evening, Blackers. Good evening, Stanners. Hey, we should call him Spanners, shouldn't we? Love the show. Thank you, mate. Welcome back, GB. We're top of the league. Crikey, it's all ifs and buts, but now we're at the sharp end. All those fine margins and missed opportunities are coming to mind. Let's hope we scrape home, a.k.a. up. And all those near misses, could-haves and should-haves, don't turn into regrets. Southampton creeping up on the rails. At least we have a rest before our next game against the Tigers. Does the panel agree? As I have always maintained, we need to take care of our results. But other results going our way could be a key to promotion. Good day. Keep smiling. God bless. Aaron Drynan. That's another, talking of Irish people. Cheers for that, Slower.
Yeah.
Quibbly Fox, reasonably quickly, if you can.
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree with pretty much everything he said. I think he's
agreeing with Slower Ball. I know. Wait till he tells you about throw-ins.
Oh, yes. Drissa Diallo is the man.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good and sensible email, and I agree wholeheartedly with what he said.
Well, there you go. There's a shock to finish with. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Slower, for that last one. Big congratulations to Kieran McKenna, the winning player of the...
Absolutely, well deserved.
He knows exactly what he needs.
Indeed.
Thank you,
everyone. I know exactly what I need.
Yeah,
another beer.
I think so. Go off to the bar with you. Go on. Till next week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.